This is KTOO Juneau, where we are live and local. I'm your host for today, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now in the studio are members of the Juneau Nordic Ski Team. We have Mo Michaels, head coach and director of youth development, and students Linnea Lentfer and Finn Morley. Welcome to all of you. Okay. So, Mo, I thought we could start with you. You were in about a month ago to talk about the Juneau Nordic Ski Club, but for those in our audience who might have missed it, why don't you tell us about what the Juneau Nordic Ski Club does? You've got sort of tentacles in a couple different places.
Yeah, absolutely. The Juneau Nordic Ski Club is a local nonprofit that grooms ski trails out at Montana Creek, the campground, and all around town, and generally supports Nordic skiing in the community. And then we partner with 4-H and we have the youth programs, and that's what I'm the director of. And these guys here are both on one of those programs and help. That's the race team. And then they help with our recreational program as well. So
terrific. Well, Finn, why don't we start with you? What is the Juneau Nordic Ski Team? What do you do?
Well, the Juneau Nordic Ski Team is it's a group where 28 kids, middle and high school students. And we just kind of ski around and have fun. And sometimes we have races. This year we didn't get to do many races because actually it was too cold in Palmer. But we go up north sometimes to do races. And we're actually going to race in two weekends, the buckwheat. So we try to do that kind of competitively. So
yeah. Go up to Whitehorse. And does Juneau ever host skiers coming here for any events?
No, not really. We're not.
We haven't done that.
I'll just pop in there. We haven't done that in a really long time, but we're hoping in the coming years to do some more hosting of outside teams.
Great. And I understand that those who are on the ski team, it's a full range of skiers from total beginners to those who are more experienced. Can you talk about that? Like, what is the experience for someone who maybe is interested in joining, but you know, has never tried to skate ski before?
I don't know. We just kind of... If you don't know how to skate ski or classic ski or whatever, Nordic ski, then I don't know, it's a welcoming community and we all teach each other and the coaches are awesome and it's for all levels. So, yeah, somehow it works.
Terrific. Well, Linnea, why don't you tell us about what a typical week of practice is like? You practice 4 days a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are you doing on those 4 days?
Yeah. So we kind of have a general practice schedule laid out where on Monday we do a long, slow distance ski and just try to get kilometers in, do more of a workout on Wednesday, and then on Fridays focus more on technique. And on Saturday, it kind of varies usually. That's our one practice in the daylight because we're skiing after school. And so until later in the season, our practices are in the dark. But on Saturday, we do usually some kind of adventure on skis or work on technique or get in a longer ski. So there's definitely a structure to our workouts and training program, but it's also a lot of fun built into practice.
And this year in particular must be phenomenal with the amount of snow that we've had. You've had really good ski to practice.
Yes,
to practice on. So what are your dry land practices like? You start in November when they usually are we don't have the conditions yet to really be on your skis, right?
Yeah. So we start in November and it's a lot of pole bounding. So we're out on hills kind of mimicking ski technique with our ski poles, running up hills or just training to get in shape for the season. So cross training, working on muscles. A lot of us are coming out of running and it's definitely works different muscle group skiing. So that transition, it's actually kind of nice to have a little bit of time, but it's always very, very exciting to get on snow as soon as we can.
When you can finally do the thing that you're training to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to share that I ran into Mo and a few other people this fall out on Sandy Beach with your gear on and practicing skate skiing on the sand. Is that something that you've pulled your team members into as well?
Yeah, I think that's a good transition too into this event, right? So we're facing a lot of changes in our snow and when it comes and what time of year. And so as a ski team where we depend on being able to ski on snow, we've adapted and we have a bunch of retired skis that we've started using to ski on Sandy Beach or out at Boy Scout Beach and try and incorporate some of that technique work when we can't be on snow.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the event on Sunday. It's both a fundraiser and focuses attention on climate change. Which one of you guys would like to talk about it? Finn, Linnea?
Yeah. So this is the third year we've been doing this event, but this is the first year we're kind of focusing on the climate and both, an issue we're all facing and specifically like how that affects us with winter recreation sports. So as a community, we're getting as many people together to ski as many kilometers as we can in one day. Last year we had almost 200 participants skiing.
198.
Skiing over 3,000 kilometers. So this year we're trying to beat that goal, but also raise awareness for our changing climate and what we can do and kind of the reality of where we are right now.
And what will you be doing at the event to help raise that awareness?
We're just going to be skiing around.
We're skiing around. Bring your dogs. We'll have some information about climate change and kind of some fun information. The skiers on the Olympic team, Keegan Randall and Jesse Diggins, have both been really vocal about climate change. And we've highlighted them at this event before Ski for Cold. They were actually kind of what inspired it in the first place. So we're hoping to have some information from them about what they've said about climate change and contact some other groups in the community, Renewable Juno, about how what are some things we can do locally.
Terrific. And how much money are you hoping to raise at the event?
So a lot of our fundraising actually happens before the event. All of our athletes have been going around and getting pledges from community members and businesses. That's still happening for the next 2 days. If you would like to donate, we ask that you reach out to an athlete that you've maybe met in the community, or you can go to jnski.org. That's the Nordic Ski Club webpage. And under youth programs, there is a support youth programs tab, and you can click on that and you can donate online. From this event, we're hoping to raise around $10,000 for the team. That money goes to our travel expenses. Obviously, taking 20-some kids out of Juneau can be quite expensive. Most of our fundraising efforts goes towards that. Some goes towards ski gear. We, for the most part, rent gear to kids every year, and so kids don't have to purchase their own, and other things like that. On the day of the event, you can totally donate. We will have a donation jar, and it will be at our base camp, which will be out of the lower meadow at Eagle Crest.
Okay, terrific. And so you had 198 participants last year. It's obviously team members, and you've got the broader youth group of kids skiers out there. But community members can just come and participate as well. Is that right?
Yes.
And their dogs.
And their dogs.
Or cats.
I'm hearing you want lots of dogs. Yeah.
Yes, because the dogs count from kilometers too.
Okay, but not the cats, or the cats also count?
Well, the
count?
Cats do. Okay. But only half as many miles.
Yeah, they get those little legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Put them on skis. Okay, terrific. So for those who want to be involved, they can get involved by going to the website. Again, can you say the website?
jnski.org, and go under youth programs and support youth programs.
And make a contribution there, or you can show up on Sunday morning at what time?
We'll be skiing from 9 to 5.
Okay, and can community members show up at any point in there, maybe ski for an hour with you and log the kilometers in?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right, great. Anything we missed today that you want to talk about?
I would just say that, the day of, we'll have snacks, we'll have music, we'll have refreshments, all based out of the lower meadow. Barnacle Foods has donated salsa, so come have some of their salsa. We've had a ton of sponsors so far who've made this possible: Valley Medical, Juno Boyne & Joint, Copa, Foggy Mountain, Nugget, Eagle Crest. And we just really want to thank the larger community for making this possible. Come ski for 30 minutes while you take your dog out. The lower dog loop will be groomed. Come ski the upper loop, the lower loop, whatever you want. And just make sure you stop by our base camp and log those kilometers.
Okay, very cool. And I actually have one more question for you, Mo, before we close out. When you were in here about a month ago, you were talking about the new fund with the Juno Community Foundation, and you were leading up to a fundraising event. I'm wondering how it's going building that fund.
Yeah, it's been going really well. We still need more donations for the Juno Community Foundation, but it was a really great opportunity to engage the broader community, engage people who didn't know about the ski club, and we had a great turnout for that event.
Okay, well, terrific. I hope you guys have a terrific event on Sunday, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. We hope to see you there, Cheryl.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.